Good afternoon. You're here with Bike Sport Radio, where we talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. It's Monday, February 3rd, and today's show is pre-recorded due to technical difficulties at our Kill Studios, and we've got some race results and some live sounds from Poor College Kids Road Race up in Central California, also up at Castaic Lake, the Pedal Fest. Mountain bike cross-country racing, including interviews, sounds of the race, interviews with the promoter, Greg, interviews with one of our racers out there, sponsor booth interviews, Synergy Cycles out there, Girls Gone Riding out there, and a very cool day at Pedal Fest, mountain bike cross-country, and some race results. Let's get in some race results for right now. The Cal Aggie Classic Criterium in Sacramento, January 25th. Men's Pros making the podium, Matt Schopp in third place, riding for Stage 17 Racing. Pinnacle Reactor presented by J.L. Velo, second place going to Matt Mickel. And your winner from Team Mike's Bikes, presented by Equator Coffees, James LaBurge, riding out of Napa, California. And in the men's Masters 35s, Cat 1 through 3s, Mark Prostrava's Charles Hutchinson taking that win. Men's Cat 3s, the Davis Bike Club, picking up the win with Kevin Van Gundy. And in the men's Category 5 beginners, making the podium spot from Los Altos, Eric Schmidt in third place. Team Velo Ranch, James Swift taking the silver and picking up the win from Audi, Adrian Chow. And in the women's pros, 1-2-3s in the podium spot in third place, Rio Strada Racing's Brianna Hill. Second place and first place, a sweep going to Folsom Bike Cervelo's Claire Morgan in second, and Diane Moog picking up that win. Women's Category 4's Team Mike's Bikes, presented by Equator Coffees, Angel Garbarino picking up the win there. And in the juniors, 13 through 18, Limitless Cycling Racing Team's Chance Tyner picking up the win. Juniors 9 through 12, Gavin Elias was your winner there. And in the Masters 35s, Cat 4s and 5s, Rock Sports, Racing's, Don's Bikes, Christopher Palmer from Southern California, Yucaipa. Men's Category 4s, taking a podium spot, Victory Velo Racing's Samuel Guzman. And in third place, we've got second place, and picking up the win, Dean Pogny. And in the men's Category 3s, Kevin Van Gundy. Sport Radio's here at the Poor College Kids Road Race 2004. Race results for the beginner men's Category 5, Matt Larson riding for Rock Sports Racing, Don's Bikes, taking that win. In the Masters 45s, two riders off the front in that breakaway and making the podium in third was Jeffrey Cosmo for Hot Wheels. Second place going to Andrew Schmitz, My Giant Ride. And your winner, Jeff Spalding from SRAM Factory. Masters 55, also a two-man breakaway. Third place going to Jim Parkhurst, Team Simple Green. Second place, John Connors, Pinnacle Life. And your winner, Gerald Finken, Action Sports.
Where are they?
Masters 60 plus, Cal Zalak taking the win there, riding for UC Cyclery. Masters 35 plus, 4s and 5s. Third place going to OTR Racing's Joseph Hochleitner.
DQ Bart is.
Second place going to Team Rock Forms, Martin Sussman, and your winner from PAA Remax, John Saliamonas. And in the women's category, threes and fours, third place, Southern California Velos, Riley Wynn. Second place, Sisterhood of Cycling, Athena Contourayotis. And your winner, also Sisterhood of Cycling, Allison Jones. All right, and in Goleta, the Mothballs Criterium. Race results, juniors 13 to 14, third place going to Ian Thompson, riding for SC Velo. Second place, Bahati Foundation's Eric Tapia, and your winner also with Bahati, Osvaldo Mora. And in the juniors 15 to 16, Encino Velo Cycling's Lucas De Leon picking up that win. Junior 17 to 18, Lux Specialized by Synergies, Efren Flores taking the win over second place Edward Horvett, and third place going to Andre Risa. Masters 35s, Cat 123s, Kyle Leleo Grand picking up a podium spot in third place, riding for Surf City Cyclery Sterling BMW. Second place going to Aaron Wimberley's By Giant Ride, presented by MRI, and your winner from Surf City Cyclery, Sterling BMW, Sharon Smith. Masters 45s, District Velocity Racing's Dennis King picking up the win there. And in the men's pros and 1-2-3, SoCalCycling.com's Tyler Locke locking in a win there. Masters 60 and over, Skills Swami Cycling Team's Michael Burdett taking the win over second place's Cal Salak, riding for UC Cyclery. Men's Category 3, South Bay Wheelman's Jonathan McKenzie taking the win. And in the men's Cat 4s, PAA Remax's Bernard Labanast from Rosemead. Beginner men's, category 5s, third place going to UCSB's Dominic Sinca, second place Blair Springs, and your winner riding for Platinum Performance Cycling Team, Justin Keel. And in the women's Pro 123s, Colleen Gullick taking third place for Team EPS. Second place going to Michelob Ultra Lagrange's Lisa Campbell, and your winner riding for Monster Media Elite Women, Priscilla Calderon. Beginner women's Cat 4s, SC Velo's Riley Wynn taking the win there. And in the junior women's 15-18, Rachel Cross for InCycle picking up that win. And the junior women's 9-14, Mackenzie Steiner picking up that win. Complete results at usacycling.com for the Mothballs Criterium. The Pedal Fest Winter Series Off-Road Mountain Bike Racing in Castaic Lake. Women's Experts and Pros, second place going to Cindy Marnock from Canyon Country. And your winner from Valencia, Nancy Klinger. In the Men's Pros, Spencer Rathkamp taking the win from Stevenson Rance. Men's Experts, Rob Stotts riding out of Burbank. Men's Sport, 29 and under, Connor Hartwagner taking third place, Nick Bales in second, and your winner, Jay Parks, out of Burbank. Men's Sports 40 and over, Michael Giam taking the win. And in the Men's Sport 50 and over, Tommy Lathrop taking third place, Kevin Hopkins in second, Derek Bernard taking that win. Men's Super Sport, 39 and under, Gavin Klinger taking the win there. And in the Men's Supersport Masters 40 and over, Bill Likes from Valencia. Beginner men's 29 under, Blake Scott, riding from Simi Valley. And in the beginners 30 to 39, Francis Wan making the podium in third place, Chris Olsen in second, and Steve Vanderswag was your winner. Men's beginners 50 and over, Mark Burnett from Lancaster. And in the veterans men's 60 plus, from Canyon Country, Frenchie Minetti taking the win over Dean Ferradini. Women's sport, 29 and under, Jessica Van Puyveld. And in the women's beginners, Sita Agababian from Calabasas was your winner there. Juniors 12 through 15 in the men's juniors, Simi Valley's Jake Cromie, your winner there. In a big field of juniors in that age group. Girls, junior girls 12 through 15. Third place going to Tatiana Megardichian. Second place going to Casey Grist. And your winner from Calabasas, Cedra Agababian. And in the Clydesdale big guys category, third place going to Canyon Country's Ryan Pursley. Second place, Pinion Hills' Darren Cortinis. And your winner from Altadena, Gerald Wooten. You can find complete results at the PedalFest website through replaytiming.com/2014-PedalFest-race, or go to the overall racepedalfest.com website. Cool, we got an upcoming event now in March, Southern California's Peninsula Hill Climb. This is a fundraiser for the Prostate Cancer Awareness Project, PCAP. And $1 from each entry will go to support the Prostate Cancer Awareness Project. And Prostate Cancer Awareness Project is also putting up these really cool polka dot climbers jerseys for all winners in that category. The Peninsula Hill Climb, March 1st, starting first rider rolling off at 9 o'clock a.m., 6 Mile Hill Climb. This is our, umpteenth year of doing that event. BackOnTrackProductions.com for details on the Peninsula Hill Climb benefiting PCAP, the PCAP Project. And you can register at IAmAthlete.com. All right, so Bike Sport Radio, we've got Robert's Reviews. We've got a pre-recorded Robert's Reviews. He wasn't able to make it into the studio. Let's go to him right now. He's reviewing helmets. Had a chance to review a helmet. Robert's Review right now.
Hi, thanks for tuning in to Bike Sport Radio. Today we're going to look at the Maraca helmet made by Cali Protectives, good old Southern California company. Decided to really change the way helmets were being designed and made, and I think they've really hit something out of the park here with this helmet line. The Maraca actually is using what they call a soft foam technology, where it's a combination of the standard hard styrofoam type helmet mixed in with what they call a composite fusion plus technology, which is their term for basically adding a softer EPS foam next to your head right where you want it. So basically the points of your head where it's going to make contact. And this purpose of this softer foam is to absorb the energy and disperse it a little more before it goes into the EPS of the harder foam of the helmet itself. And this is shown in studies to actually reduce some of the head traumas that occur, the concussions and whatnot, the severity. So they're definitely using that in a lot of their helmet lines, in both their motorcycle, bicycle, and snowmobile line, which they create. The actual helmet, the rest of the materials are a mixture of carbon and polycarbonate material, so the strength of this helmet is like no other. It's definitely designed to hold together and keep everything in place. Another feature they've added to the helmet is called the Super Vent. Now, mind you, this helmet has 75 vents on it. It's definitely a well-breathing helmet. So if you have a problem with getting your head head kind of hot on a hot day, I don't think you're going to have a problem with this helmet. I haven't experienced it yet. I've always felt really comfortable, good exhaust, good airflow. It's a very, very well thought out helmet. The super vents, however, are really large vents. Now, one of the problems with regular helmet construction, the larger the vents you have and the more vents you have, in essence, the weaker you're making the helmet. So to combat that, they've reinforced the larger vents with some more plastic and carbon construction there to actually reinforce them and make similar to a roll cage design. Therefore, the helmet is able to sustain impacts a lot better. So it's definitely an awesome feature to have. The helmet itself fits most head shapes that I've found. The bumper fit system is able to flex and fit to various shapes of heads, which is a really nice feature. And for me, for example, I have a longer, thinner head, so it's always hard to find a helmet that fits that. This helmet fit right away, minimal adjustments, got it on the first shot. Always good to have. Another nice thing about it is the closures on all these straps. So you can definitely lock everything down. You don't have to worry about it loosening up over the long run there. Really awesome feature.
That's a cool feature. I've had, like, you know, helmets after a while, the straps get all wet and slippery and they slip and the buckles move around a little bit and next thing you know your helmet's crooked. So cool feature.
Now, this Morocco comes in two styles. There's a Morocco R, which is a road-based helmet, no visor. And then you have the Morocco XC, which is basically their cross-country, or if you want a visor on your helmet, either way. There's no other difference besides the visor. So if you're looking at both helmets, you know, pick the visor. Some people like the visor on the road more than they do on the dirt. I went with the no-visor version, and the front of the helmet actually kind of adds like a visor. For in my case, I've been able to use it a little bit, so not really a big issue with me. Survived a cross season real well, cleans up, dries nicely, lightweight. It weighs in at 300 grams for a strong helmet like this. That's actually a pretty good weight. Noise, not any noisier than any other helmets. Pretty quiet for the most part. And it comes in a couple of different colors, blue and black, white and black, and yellow and black. So those are your color choices in this helmet.
Now, so wrapping it up, how do we find out more?
For more information, go to CaliProtectives.com and click on the products link, and you'll go right into their helmet line and take a look around. They've got something for everybody. They also deal with other protective gear, such as elbow, knee pads, shoulder pads, and whatnot. So if you're into the enduro downhill scene, take a look at their line there as well. And hope you enjoy. Take a look at their products. And once again, it's www.caliprotectives.com.
Very cool. Thanks, Robert. So, all right, enjoy some of our sounds coming up now. We've got interviews, race sounds, including a youth race at Pedal Fest, sounds from Poor College Kids Road Race up in Central California. So kick back and enjoy the noise on Bike Sport Radio. He's also here at the Poor College Kids with one of the directors. What's your name?
My name is Chris Ray.
Chris, thanks for talking to us. You're the director of the road team?
I'm the team captain for the road team, that's correct.
All right, UCSB Cycling. So tell us about the team a little bit and what's going on today with the race.
We're having a pretty busy race. We had 490 pre-regged entries, so it was really good. This is our fundraiser race. For basically being able to fund our entire season, so that we can keep costs down for our cyclists. And then we also turned it into a fundraiser for one of our alumni who was run off the road by a car that was a hit and run last weekend. He was on the coast ride, and he got hit on PCH just north of San Luis Obispo, and he's in critical condition at the CCU up in San Luis Obispo right now. So we're donating $2,500 of proceeds to here from this race, and then we're asking anybody else that wants to match it or help us out with that would be awesome.
Wow, that's a really cool thing you guys are doing. All right, and I see that the categories are all USAC categories, no collegiate, because you got your old collegiate team working the race, right?
That is correct. Yeah, we actually have a couple guys that are in the Cat 4s right now. They're getting close to their upgrades for Cat 3, so we're letting them race, trying to get them some more experience before the collegiate season. But we also put on a collegiate race out here in April that's nothing but collegiate categories for the road race, and then we run the Crit in Goleta for, we call it the Isla Vista Classic.
Very good. How do we find out more about UCSB Cycling?
You can go to UCSBcycling.org. We've got a Facebook group, or you can look us up on Google Groups under UCSB Cycling.
All right, very good. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
All right, Big Orange in the front. All right, Masters 35s getting their final start instructions at the Poor College Kids Road Race. Got a couple of minutes to start. One minute to start. All right, we got about less than a minute to start now. Masters 35s. Sitting here next to the follow vehicle, too. Alright, there's the start, Masters 35s rolling out at the Poor College Kids Road Race.
Left the wheels right here.
Here we go, Poor College Kids, Cat 5s, finishing.
Let's go, Logan!
Is that Justin? Go, Justin!
It's all double! It's
no!
I think
it's
he got beat on the blind nose check.
I
think my Jack got it. Oh, no, Jack. Good job.
Who got it?
I think Justin Keel.
Justin Keel, nice. All right, Cat 5s finishing there. Four radios here at the Pedal Fest Sponsors Expo area, and I'm here with Jim from Synergy. How you doing, Jim?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Brad.
Hey, thanks for coming out here. You're doing tech support, team support? Or?
We do. We're here with Synergy Race Support, myself and Eric Miles. We're here with Synergy Cycles to give tech support to Pedal Fest, the winter warm-up series. Anything Greg Flanagan does, we're here for him over the hump and such. But we're here with a full fleet of specialized demo bikes that we supplied to guys in need, last-minute repairs. We're here for them as well. So come on down and see us if you need a bike.
Yeah, demo bikes too. Are these available at all the races you come to?
We'll be at every single Pedal Fest, so give the shop a call or email us at info@synergycycles.
Website for Synergy?
Website, synergycycles.com.
Very good, very good. Anything else you want to add?
Yeah, keep racing.
All right, thanks. Great thing Synergy's doing out here. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you, Brad. Have a good day.
Our Raider's also here with Greg, the promoter of the Pedal Fest. How's it going today, Greg?
Great, man. How are you doing?
Good, good. I see a lot of racers out here. There was lots of traffic on the course, which is always a good thing for the promoter, not necessarily for the racers, but had a great time. It was a cool course. Did you design the course?
Yeah, we did. Me and a few buddies, but we ride out here all the time too, and that's what's cool about this course is actually, you know, people ride it during the week, which makes it fun, and we actually had a better turnout today. Everybody said it was the same course last week. Everybody said it was tougher, but I think because the wind, and it was 20 degrees cooler, but the course was tougher. Go figure.
Very good, very good. You got Girls Gone Riding out here, you got Synergy doing tech support and everything. This is the second or third in the series?
This is the round three of five.
Round three of five, very good. And again, how do people find out more about about your event?
You can go to racepedalfest.com, or our Facebook page is also Pedal Fest Winter Warm-Up Series, and you get more information.
Very cool. And there's another junior rolling around. I really like what you guys do with the juniors. Is this the first time you've done that, or do you do that every race?
Every race, yep. We do it every race. It's fun. The kids are only $10. It's just totally for fun.
Excellent, excellent. All right. Well, it's a great thing you're doing. Thanks a lot, Greg.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
It is also here at Girls Gone Riding here at the Pedal Fest, and I'm here with Wendy. How you doing?
Good, Brad. How are you? Nice to see you.
I'm doing good. I just raced, and it's good to see a nice purple booth out here, Girls Gone Riding. What is Girls Gone Riding?
Girls Gone Riding is a club for all women that offer a an alternative to co-ed riding. And so it's a social group. We have a lot of fun. We have rides all the time. We're doing we do trips, and it's for all levels, from beginner to pro. And we're here supporting Pedal Fest, and because they're trying to get more women out on the trails. We just encourage women to keep riding and having a good time.
Very cool. Keeping the testosterone out of there, so it's just the girls.
Absolutely.
Huh?
You know what? And it's a free, there's no dues. It's a free club. And
really?
Yep. It's, everything is free.
Wow.
We have an annual event in October at Malibu Creek State Park. This is also free.
I see that. Very cool. And how do people find out about Girls Gone Riding?
GirlsGoneRiding.com.
Very cool. Thank you, Wendy.
Thank you, Brad.
Bike Sport Radio's here at the Pedal Fest with one of the racers out here from Bill's Bike Shop. What's your name?
Eric Zook.
Eric, hey, thanks for coming out. And what category are you racing, and how do you feel today?
Sport 4. I feel great.
All right. Have you done the course already then, before, in the previous races?
Yeah, I was here for Over the Hump, and it's a great course this season. Excited to race.
They're just using this course for the first time for over the Hump last year, I heard, and they have it Over the Hump in Irvine, so very cool. Very cool. So are you placed in the standings then? You're doing the whole series here?
Or? This is my first race this season. I came in third last year.
All right. Very good. Well, good luck to you out on the race.
All right. Thank you.
Awards results and ceremony. Pedal Fest.
We'll stay in touch on the circuit.
Definitely, yeah. Are you working Monday?
I'll be there all day.
Okay, I'll try and get in touch on Monday.
Group of water is going to be making their way down to the podium. And this will be the women's expert in field. And soon we need to put a little salt in the wound. We're pulling laps on the day. Generally doing 3 laps. And these other ladies actually put in the extra lap just for good measures. Nancy, James, Klinger, take home. Then I go on the day. Just 4 laps and even run into the podium. Good job, Nancy, taking in the number one spot. And Cindy, Maya, good luck, Cindy. Cindy taking home.
And showing them the ropes along the way for our youth division.
Pedal Fest.
Come on over, make your way over to the staging area. Again, all of our youth riders are boys and girls. Now's the time to get over to the staging area, and we're going to get you guys off and running here in your guys' designated class, whether it's either 6 to 8, 9 to 11, boys and or girls.
Getting ready for the youth race right now at Pedal Fest.
I think Casey Grice is probably going to be racing
on Bike Sport Radio.
Kind enough to give some SPD cleats to Mr. Cook. To the staging area now, and we're going to get your racing underway. Again, we want to thank everybody for coming out here this morning. I know you guys have nothing better to do than be out here, of course. Pedal Fest 2014.
Pedal Fest 2014, youth racers staging now.
We will send them off in their designated role for their age group. And again, the crate vendors seem going to be leading the charge on that and making sure these little guys don't get locked out on the course. I know if they happen to run into some issues, not a problem. The crate vendors team will be towing and following these guys through today's racing action. Again, this is round number three for the 6 to 8, 9 to 11 youth division.
Yeah, there should be 14.
How do you get my entry in? How do you get my entry in, though?
John Simonovic, you have 5 minutes to report for the kids' race. John, 5 minutes for the kids' race. The equipment training wheels on your bike right now. Should be ready any minute. Okay, kids, who's in the 8 to 11 class? Who's 8 to 11?
9 to 11.
9 to 11, sorry. Who's 9 to 11? Just you three? Hold on.
Casey didn't sign up?
Casey's doing the junior girls only.
Only?
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Okay. There's 3, 9, 11.
Okay.
All right, guys, you almost ready?
Yeah.
Yeah? So 6 to 8 kids, all raise your hand. If you're in the 6 to 8 class, raise your hand. Especially if you're not listening. What if you're listening? 6'8". Who's 6'8"? All right. Cool. That's the fast class. You three 9-11 better fly today because we got some fast kids behind you. You see what mean looks on their faces? Look at that. Boy, oh boy. I'm glad I'm not racing. You guys better fly too, because these kids are fast too. Okay, about 30 seconds. Okay, guys. 10 seconds.
All right, 10 seconds.
5, 4, 3, 2.
All right, spinning out on a little BMX bike.
Now the slow pokes just took off. The slow pokes got out of the way, so now we got all the fast kids here. You guys will be following Ryan. Who here raced this before? Who here is the first time? Yeah, so if he falls down, run him over, but don't hurt him, just run him over and pop him early, and then you have to read it out. Guys, 10 seconds. Alright, 5, 4, 3, 2,
All right, youth groups racing now at Pedal Fest. Brings to the conclusion of another show on Bike Sport Radio. I'm Brad at the Bone. Thanks for listening, you all. Ride your bikes safely out there. Drive your bikes just like you would a car. Motorists, give us a break. Cycling is not a crime. And visit our project at cyclingisnotacrime.org. Thanks for listening again to Bike Sport Radio.